Southwest Airlines is facing questions over its safety record after an incident last Friday afternoon. One of the company's jets developed a 5-foot-long hole in its roof while in flight. The jet made an emergency landing in Yuma, Arizona. Now inspectors have found small cracks under the surface of 3 other planes. Over the weekend, the airline grounded dozens of jets and canceled hundreds of flights. Southwest says none of the passengers or crew on board Friday's flight received serious injuries. But as NPR's Jeff Brady reports, the experience was harrowing.
Southwest Flight 812 took off from Phoenix, headed for Sacramento on Friday afternoon. Shauna Malvini-Redden says she had a window seat in row 8. Less than 20 minutes into the flight, there was a very loud pop.
It sounded like a gunshot.
Redden says she covered her ears and felt air rushing around her.
The masks dropped down, and I remember feeling, shaky, a little lightheaded, trying to put my mask on, and my heart beating out of my chest.
At about 34,000 feet, the plane lost pressurization. That's why the oxygen mask dropped. Behind her, Redden says there was a ceiling panel ripped open and passengers could see outside. Redden turned to the man sitting next to her.
I just remember looking at him and thinking, if we're going down, I need to hold this guy's hand. So I grabbed his hand and we just held hands and prayed for a few minutes, but luckily we were able to get down to 10,000 feet to a lower altitude, and we didn't need the masks anymore.
After the plane landed in Yuma, Arizona, Southwest flew her on to California. While she's happy to be safe, the drama continues for the airline.
Southwest, of course, has had issues in the past with the roof and fuselage of their aircraft.
Jim Hall was chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board during the Clinton administration. 2 years back, he says a Southwest flight made an emergency landing. It had a hole about a foot long in the fuselage. Both incidents involved Boeing 737-300 aircraft.
When I heard it was a 737-300, I knew that it was an aircraft that had been around a while and had a number of miles on it.
Southwest says the plane is 15 years old, about 4 years beyond the average age of the airline's fleet. Southwest spokeswoman Linda Rutherford says this plane was not too old to be in service.
Both in terms of its age, it was delivered in 1996, and in terms of its cycles, it's a relatively young airplane, and a cycle is a takeoff and a landing.
Cycles are important because they're stressful on a plane, and Southwest jets undergo more cycles a day than aircraft from most other airlines. Short turnarounds are part of the company's reputation for being efficiently run. Some have speculated that since Southwest squeezes more out of its aircraft, that might play a role in an incident like this. But spokeswoman Rutherford says that's not a factor.
While we have a high utilization of our aircraft fleet, we obviously have been complying with whatever maintenance intervals might be required as a result.
Still, Southwest has been in trouble for maintenance issues in the past. In 2009, the airline agreed to pay a $7.5 million fine for failing to perform mandatory inspections on nearly 60,000 flights. The company says it's cooperating with federal investigators looking into this incident. Jeff Brady, NPR News.